Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ossie Blanco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Knox applying the tag. One out. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Rodriguez moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Horton moves to second. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0-for-1 in the game. Frean hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Ogilvy steals second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanco hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Blanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2. And the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Freehan to Knox and they have Lowenstein trapped. The throw over to Cash, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0 for 2 in the game. Frean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein, who is chasing the ball. Brinkman reaches third base with a triple. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Alkaline pinch hits for Ben Ogilvie. Alkaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing right field. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Horton moves to second. Dick Sharon pinch runs for Willie Horton. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0 for 3 in the game. Frean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sharon moves to third. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Sharon now playing left field. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanco hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a fly ball into left field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Hydman now playing second base. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.